the Hegdish, that we dashin also similar klal prato klal, the Gemara Nerchim we dashin lafuki, can't be prayed the Hegdish, not with shtoris, not with avodim, not with karka. As Mishnah says, kosev l'kren shechayiv lechem mishum slam, you ran the shtar that you owe the kren chomis loyim, so because of that shtar chayiv litum lo, you have a chiv to give it to him, but still the kid is not podi. So Amul Ula says like this, Amul Ula, Dvar Torah Midi Raisa Shino B'nai Podo L'Kashitin, that when you give the kohen the Hesloyim, you Mekayim the Mitzvah Pidyon Aben. If so, my time, what does our Mishnah say, ain't B'nai Podo, that even after you give the money to the kohen, still you have to give them a second time? It's Exeret the Galocha, that Shem Yom, maybe people will say, pay the Mishtar. Like people will know you gave the Shtar, or even the money. Or even if you gave the money, people will think the main king was a Shtar. And the fact he gave the money is tam kosher mechayev to give him the money. But don't think the main thing, the pidyon was chal right away with the shtar. Now come to another other place also shtar is enough. So if the rabbanon, the minhag hakonam, that this money you have to give is not good for pidyon, but you have to make a new pidyon so everybody would know that that shtar is no good. Tony we learned, Tony, Tona Kamir of Nachman, Father of Nachman, that b'noi podel l'kashitin. He was not like a Mishnah. But you know that when you give the heis loyim to the kohen, even though you wrote in the shtar, you have to give it to him, as soon as you give the kohen the money, the pidyon is chal. So Omalei Rav Nachman said, Zu divrei Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda Stimtoi. These are the words of Rav Yosef Yehuda Stimtoi. For Yamalan, some say, Zu divrei Rav Lozer Rav Shimon Stimtoi. That what you're saying over is a das yochid like. But Chacham say, like it says in our Mishnah, Ein b'nai podi, that no, even though you give the kohen the heis loyim, but since you wrote first in the shtar that you have to give it to him, the lach with the abundance, the pidyon is not chal. And the yochus was the maskon over here, and the chanan, is like our Mishnah, ain't b'nai poti, that the pidyon is not chal. That's the maskon. The other Gemara says, lefigur says in the Mishnah, im rotza kohen litin le v'maton rishoy. If you want to give it to him, with a maton, you have a right to. If the kohen wants to return and give it back, he has a right to give it back. Samara says, Tanina we learned, Lord of Tanina, but Lord of Raisa, that Nos Nuli Asara Kanaba Vasachas Yotza. If you have your five sloyim, and you put it down in front of ten Kohanim, and tell them they could take it, to you Yotza, as long as the Kohanim received five sloyim, even though it wasn't to one Kohen, it's okay. Says Losa, you put it down in front of ten Kohanim, and they take it, you Yotza. What about the Zeacha Zez Yotza? What does it mean to one Kohen? Let's say you have your five sloyim, but you don't give it to him in one shot. You give him a seller now, a seller later, another seller. As long as it ends up that you gave him five sloyim, you yotza. Now, let's say the kohen took these five sloyim, the yechziruloi, and later the kohen by himself returned it to you. V'lochus yotza, you mekayim the mitzvah. Partially means because you gave it to the kohen, he should keep it. Just the kohen himself wants to be nice after his kohen, he gives it back to you, that's okay. This was the meaning of Reb Tafrin. He used to take the sloyim for pidyon aben, and after the mitzvah pidyon aben, he would return it. Okay, so Shom Chacham B'Dovah, Chacham heard about this. Omer they said, Kaim ze halacha zu, that this like he was mekayim this halacha, he was mekayim the mitzvah of pidyon aben. So where's the question? Halacha zu b'saloi. Like if he's only mekayim this one mitzvah, no other mitzvahs. Like what are you saying is mekayim the mitzvah? Every mitzvah like this was kayim zeh af halacha zu. The Chacham agreed what you're doing is good. As if to say this is also good for pidyon aben, even though you're giving back the money. But Tosha the Yisrael did not give it to you for that purpose. So later the kohen wants to be nice and return it, he has a right to do it. Now Rabbi Chanina havi rogel v'shokil. Rabbi Chanina was a kohen. He used to take the heislam for pidyon aben. And he used to always return it back to the Yisrael, he used to give it back. Chaziyahu once happened that he saw this person who gavro that because of Yosekamei. It once happened that a person gave the Heislam to Rechanina, and for some reason Rechanina didn't give him back the money, and this person kept on always walking in front of Rechanina as if to say, "No, here I am, give me back the money." So Amulei Rechanina said, "If so, loy gomarto v'yohavis midoim, mashmi, you did not give it to me b'lev shalom. I see you only gave it to me because you have in mind that I give it back to you, but you did not give it to me with a matana gemura. If so, the gish should be, omele le gemata v'yavis, midoim bish, like you did something wrong, but you did was not nice then. And hilkach, therefore, ain't b'nai podi, Fact of the opinion is not chal. Rashi learns midoyim bish avdom is dover ras, you did something bad. Hilkach defein b'nei podoy. Imachzirin, if I return it to you, it wouldn't be good. Because vice versa, pidyon is only if you give the money to the kohen to keep. He can give it back if he wants to. But if you don't give it to him, b'leiv sholem, it's not a pidyon aben. Rashi Nachman Rashi says, afilu lo yachzir remain b'nei podoy. Be kiddush. Even if I don't give you back the money, but the ma'aseh, you did not give it the right way, therefore the pidyon is not chal. Tells us the kasha, that we passed in matana manas lachto helps by pidyon aben. Says so here, even if he gave it, I'm not to return it, what should be wrong? So Tez learns if Ishlaim Adachir and Chanina and Lohoyu writes a list case and a matana gmura. The Chanina only wanted the pidyon to be if he would get it completely. The Yasrin and Hossam Lassas of Meshanir and Kukainam Seir is a gronus. Because it's not nice that somebody should give it to you for matana amnas lachzir. It looks like you're waiting for the money. So if Rabbi Chanina was mocked but only wanted to make the pidyon if he give it to him b'leiv shalom. So since this person we see now did not give it b'leiv shalom, therefore the b'nai would not be potter. Then the Mishnah says, Hamafrish pidyon b'nai. If you set aside money, the yavah, then you lose the money. So chayi b'achir yusay, shnos to yichayi b'achir yusay. Most of the minol her, we know this from minolim. Amr Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Ask ye erich erich. Me yochen. It says the word erich here by pidyon aben. It says the word erich by erichin. Just like by erichin, if you lose the money, you still have to give the money, then also you have to give the money. So assuming we have to cash, our Mishnah said a different pasuk. The Mishnah said, ye, the Mishnah said. So we had a pasuk already in the Mishnah. Why is the money another pasuk for? So we'll soon see. So first of all, Rav Shimon Lakish says the pasuk, erich erich. Rav Dimi Amri Rav Yenison, he says, vazazer v'chol b'necho tipode, he should be poided. Then the pasuk ends off, lo yiro pone reikam, shenatzi Hashem like empty. So the Yalav's next pasuk, we learn to say, reikam reikam yilash ruya. That's why when you go early regular and yomti, it's supposed to be a korban olos riyah. So learn out from there that ma olos riyah, just like olos riyah, chayye bach rusay. That's like a olas chayva. On an olas chayva, if you lose it, you have to bring another one. And therefore, af pidyon aben also chayye bach rusay. If you lose the money, you'll have to give other money to the kohen. So in this demoreus, maskev lo rapopo, krol, like what do we need to do psukim for? The Mishnah already said a pasuk, it says yiyah. Sakam Rosh Lakish and Rav Dimi is bringing down new psukim. So now it says true. Ela Rav Amor HaPapa. Ho Kirktoni Taima Yir Lecho. It's true. Our Mishnah says the reason why. It says Yir Lecho HaPada Tipada. But our Mishnah says clearly that when is the pidyon chal? Only after the kohen receives the money. But before the kohen receives the money, he's not mekayem the mitzvah pidyon aben. Therefore, if the Bailam loses the money, Pshit, he has to give another pidyon. If so, what's the psukim over here? V'chayitma de Rosh Lakish Areshit, Megon Areshit, the Mishnah before. It says before in the Mishnah, Meis Liyach HaShleishim Yoyim. Let's say the father of the son dies after the Bechor is 30 days old. So then the Mishnah says, Afal Kish Leinos, and even though the father did not pay up yet, Yitain, still there's a chiyah for the father to give, meaning the Nechosim is Meshubba to give the Heis Loyim. So that's the question we know, and how do we know that Yisoid? Kish Leim, if the father's alive, it's a mitzvah on him to pay the Heis Loyim. When the father died, he doesn't have the mitzvah anymore. Who says that the chiv is on his nechosin that he can take away his property also? So on this, on Rosh Melokish, ask ye erich erich me'alanag zereshot of me'erchin. When you mechayv yourself to give erichin, once the chiv is chal, even if you die, you yoshim have to pay for you. Rav Dimi Yom Rav Yenisim, he does know the pos b'chol b'chol b'necho tipodev lo yiro upon erichim. That Malal is just like over there by korban choyva. If you die, yoshim chayovim. Like by Yeledis, so Yoshim still have to bring her korban. Is Afkanir also? Even though the father dies, it's already chalachiv upon him, as the chosim was meshubit for this, and therefore Yoshim chayovim. The Yoshim that Yashin, the father's property, they'll have to pay up the choiv for the Yushra after din, the father's chosim was ready mechuyiv. That's what the psukim. These psukim teach us that the father was alive when the kid was 30 days old. Once it's chalachiv pidyon, it's chal and his chosim. It's meshubit already. And even if the father dies, they have a right to claim to collect from the Yoshim from that Nechosim. Now the Mishnah says, HaBechor we know Neito Pishnayim. When the father dies, HaBechor, Yashin is two Chalokim. He gets two portions over his other brothers. Now the other brothers only get one portion, he gets two portions. Now B'nich Seyav, this Halacha is only the Nechosim when the father dies. But V'yeinu Neito Pishnayim B'nich Seyayim, in the case where the mother dies, HaNich Seyayim Alug, and for some reason the son's yashin it, there's no din b'chor take two chalokim on the nechasim yashin from your mother. Only the nechasim yashin from your father. Let's say after the father dies, before they made a chaluka, the brothers went down and were mashpiach the karka. They planted it to make it better. So the fact the karka is worth more now, the kohen, the b'chor doesn't get two portions in the shvach. He only gets two portions the way the field was when the father died. And the same thing v'lei b'rok of the muchzik. Let's say somebody owes money to the father, and the father died. So at the time when the father died, he was not muchzik in that money. They're just collected later, so a b'chor does not get two portions of that money. He only gets b'roh, he only gets b'muchzik. He only gets what the father had in his possession when he died. Now these klal apply of la'isha b'ksubos. When Isha collects a ksuba, the same thing. She does not collect from the shvach of the karka, and she does not collect from roh, from a chod that they'll collect later. For la'i ha'bonus m'zunasayim. But the t'nai ksuba, when the bonus get the mezonos, the father dies, they collect from the Yerusha. So also they don't get from shvach or from roh. For la'i ha'yovim. Same thing a yovim, when the brother dies and the other brother marries his wife. So the lachor is the yovim takes over the din Yerusha of his brother, but he only gets two portions in what his father has, the property the father was a muchzik in, and not the shvach that they get better later. The chulim, all these cases, and meitlim b'shvach le'beruach of the muchzik. All these last cases, and not only b'chol, but all these cases also the same thing. Ish niksuba, the more explain why it repeats itself here. But all these things also same klal, but not meitlim b'shvach le'beruach of the muchzik. You only have a right to get only what the Torah says, or only what he's a muchzik in, and not more than what he's a muchzik in. Yeah. Yeah, we'll stop here.